Look, it's been a big news. It's been up on our Facebook page. Monopoly has a new twist. It's involving this part of Queensland. And one of the creative team behind it, Charlotte, is with us right now. She's in New Zealand in quarantine, I think.
I am. I'm in hotel quarantine, funnily enough.
Charlotte, we don't mind where you are. This is such a great initiative by Winning Moves Australia. Tell us about this new Monopoly board.
You might have seen that we've actually created versions like Sydney and Melbourne Monopoly before. And just with this year, you know, it's been a tough year for everyone, that we wanted to provide something that kind of all Australians could be proud of. So we kind of thought, look, what have we done before? We've done an Australian Top Trumps, which just people love. It's our card game. And we're like, there's got to be something here. So we thought, why don't we do something with Australian communities and maybe highlight some of those locations that, you know, they wouldn't necessarily get recognition with their own board, but are well-known and well-loved by all Australians, and try to choose places that have had a bit of a tough time for one reason or another in this crazy past year that we've had.
Yeah, we do appreciate you are taking on Noosa, because around that area, you know, a year ago, bushfires were a major threatening factor to our communities. We lost a lot of homes.
I think it's that, and, you know, with COVID, tourism's been affected. There's been so many things that have kind of affected so many of these communities, that we just wanted to give something back and hopefully something a bit positive this Christmas, and maybe hopefully people can have a few laughs. There's a few funny quirks in there. With this, there's an extra piece. So there's from every sale of every Monopoly, $5 will be donated. And there's also a puzzle of the game, just because whilst everyone's been at home this year, puzzles have gone absolutely mental. So $2 from each puzzle. And all of that money is going to be donated to the Australian Red Cross. And that's from us and the key retailers who are supporting fantastically, such as your Big W, Sanity, the iconic QBD, Dimmocks, many, many more. People have got really behind this cause, which is brilliant.
Well, it's wonderful you're doing this, and I think that your 22 local communities all up from around the nation have been highlighted on your Monopoly board, and I really think it's going to give them a boost after this year, as you said, and beyond this year.
We hope it does, and as I said, there's a few funny quirks to give people a few laughs in there.
What funny quirks? What are you saying, Charlotte?
Something like toilet paper on the community chair. So a few things like that, which are pretty entertaining.
No,
so
there's no toilets in Noosa. We don't need toilets in Noosa because it's all pristine, okay?
Dream then.
Tell you what, I should let you know, Vilco is a renowned and self-confessed tightwad. So maybe Monopoly isn't necessarily the game for him, but now it is with this cause and what you're supporting. Even you, Bilko,
need to reach
into your pocket and buy it.
Charlotte, explain the colours. Noosa's like Mayfair. It's top of the pops.
Absolutely. Sure. Pick up the board and have a find. what we did is we tried to kind of, so it's the locations, we wanted to ensure the whole of Australia was covered, so all states and territories, and a couple or two to three locations from each. And with that, I think you can't rate the states. It was just not going to be fair. and we didn't want to do that. So, look, we just tried to tie it into colours that are kind of associated with that state or territory. So, you know, New South Wales's colour is baby blue, South Australia's is red, Tasmania's green. So the ones that had a really obvious association, we went with that. But Noosa is the lovely pink colour. So there you go.
Noosa is pink, Charlotte. I love that. So that just really ties in with, because Noosa's big for the pink dollar when Mardi Gras sort of occurs. It was a big thing where the whole Mardi Gras community would come up for the week afterwards and just go crazy in Noosa, and they'd be rubbing their hands about how much money they're spending. So
fantastic. Do you don the pink often?
I'm not got a pink shirt I wear. It's my dating shirt. So if I'm heading out, I'm putting that on to a...
So Vanessa, that's what she loves, you in pink.
Oh...
Showing your feminine side, metro side. See, I told you you're metro. You are.
Ali, shut up.
Look at your skin, how moisturised you are. You're glistening. It's amazing.
I wouldn't be using glistening.